This is KUTX 989, the Austin Music Experience, and you are tuned into The Breaks. I am Fresh. Unfortunately, my co-host Confucius Jones could not be here today. He's a bit under the weather, so Godspeed to him and a speedy recovery. I'm here with Sidewalk Chalk and Studio 1A, and they are here to talk about their recently released album, An Orchid Is Born, that released earlier this month. We're going to talk with them about that, and they're going to play some music off of the album. So without further ado, here is Sidewalk Chalk.
Thing on my mind in the morning, only thing on my mental all night long. Oh, oh, oh. Let me take the time to get to know you. We can take our time, I'll wait as long as I have to wait. Let me take the time to get to know you. We can take our time, this love is still brand new. I've been in love, but ain't feeling it. I saw it before. My baby's sweet, I mean she's sweeter than all outdoors. Love courses through my veins and out of my pores. I want you and I need you. Won't you come and see me? Been in love, but ain't feeling it. This hard before. My baby's sweet, I mean she's sweeter than all outdoors. Love courses through my veins and out of my pores. I want you and I need you. Won't you come and see me? I want you.
That was Sidewalk Chalk, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, great stuff, man. Great. I was back here grooving, grooving. So, as stated earlier, you all just released your fourth full-length album at the beginning of the month. So, what is the inspiration or significance behind the title, An Orchid Is Born?
Yeah. So it means a lot of different things to us. It was actually our bass player came up with the idea. But an orchid, as beautiful and as fragile as it is, it survives. It survives longer than a lot of other organisms, and its ability to go through cycles and continue to be this beautiful thing in spite of whatever the circumstances are, and all the work it takes to produce that is it's symbolic not just of us in creating this music and how far our journey has been to get us here, but also just looking at our world right now and our society, as ugly and as harsh as things are, you could say we're in a period of dormancy, but having that optimism that eventually there is beauty that comes out of it, and that if we continue to tend it and do the work, that beauty will come from it.
Okay, great. Yeah. I mean, I get that. I mean, I really do, especially when you break it down about how an orchid survives through a lot versus other plants and other organisms. So the album seems to be, to me at least, it seems to be conceptualized. You all break it down into three movements: the hope, the loss, and the birth. Why choose to structure the album that way instead of just going in like one movement? And
the three different, I guess, parts of the album, the idea came after we actually recorded. And I feel like it's one of those things where it was just like magical when we were like talking about order and putting it together. And once again, our bass player, Josh, he's the idea man.
Smart guy.
We all came together with different ideas about how to put the songs in order. And Josh had this idea with the three different, I guess, like headers of each part. And it made so much sense. And just like really kind of what Rico just talked about too, it really played into that whole idea of, you know, that's the cycle and birth, death, all of that.
I understand. That's deep. I mean, because I read that this album was really supposed to like encapsulate the growth and the tribulations that you all went through as a band. Can you all speak on that? Because, I mean, keeping a band this size can't be easy, and making music and keeping everybody on the same page can't be an easy thing. So how...
Lots of work.
Having a band or a collective of this size, how do you all keep each other on the same page and focus toward the one united goal?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of us there. there's seven of us. And right before really going into the process of writing these songs, we lost two core members of our band who decided to go on to do some other things. And really, once again, I'm gonna throw it to Josh. he's you know, one of the newest additions to Sidewalk Chalk, and a very creative individual. And so we recognized that we were becoming a different thing and taking on a new sound. And then right after recording this album, we had another personnel shift and we got a new drummer. And then Jarrell, who's an amazing musician, was in a car accident shortly after that. And so James is here with us now. And so I think what it speaks to, more than like us having some brilliant system in order to keep everybody in it, is really just like the personalities and how we mesh together and how much we all believe in what we're doing. The fact that it's a really dope community that we're a part of, and we can find somebody like James to come in and kill it. And if you didn't hear us talk about it, you would swear that he's been in the band for 8 years, but he's been here for about a month. So that's what it speaks to. I think it's just the people in the band and how we get along and how committed we are to making this music.
All right. I mean, it sounds like you all have just gelled together and it all sounded like just one earlier playing the song.
Thank you.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You all are based out of Chicago, correct?
Yes, sir.
So being from Chicago, Chicago's a very rich place when it comes to talking about music. You have the whole Blues and Muddy Waters and all of those guys who were there. Who were some of you all's inspiration when it comes to making music?
I mean, if you're talking about Chicago right now, I'm super inspired by Saba and No Name and Chance and there's a lot happening. I mean, the poetry scene, folks like Allende Cartman and K-Love and Kevin Koval and Emerald Green, and you know, you could keep going on and on.
And I think not even on a musical tip, like the city of Chicago to me is super inspiring. The water, the museums, the people, just your friends, your family, the communities that we create, the food. I mean, all of those things play into being inspired by something.
Okay. So with the release of this album, what can the fans and everybody that are becoming fans of you all expect and look forward to right now or after? What's next for you all?
Oh man.
I mean, in the immediate, they can look forward to some banging shows.
Right, we're still on tour until about the middle of August.
Oh, I got some.
So yeah, we started June 1st, and we're gonna finish up in about the middle of August. So check the dates, and if we're in your city,
look them up, everybody.
Yeah, we're playing one of the biggest shows we've ever played at Montreal Jazz Fest next week. Playing our hometown, playing Chicago. So there's a lot of exciting shows coming up.
All right, great. So y'all heard that, everybody. Look them up, man. Google them. Sidewalk Chalk and Orchid is born. They are going to get into one more song for us. So without further ado, once again, Sidewalk Chalk.
Because of you and mama earth is tossing, turning, that's the sign. We ain't really got much time, this is our decline. Everyone died, we never would stop until it was too late. So wrong, cause we ain't even stop yet even it was too late. So long, globally conscious product, runners who caused the problem. Must have forgotten cause we were out at bottom. But it's about the dollars and it's who got them. No, we're blameless, hope someone else make them changes. We changes, holding the molds of the ancient. We're forests and flames, our rivers and lakes. The conversation continues, but now the content is different on the topic. Talk of coping, cause ain't no hope of prevention. It started, these ain't omens, eyes ain't open to witness. It's constant, it ain't slowing. Power's gonna be tremendous with some system formed over oceans, just in a couple inches. We're in for our coldest winters. Listen, I know it's ending, but
let me take you in before we take you out, before we use you up, before we burn you down. Attempts to make amends never do.
Relationship came and went forever ago, and now our parasites are set on destroying a life that's left wherever we go. Mama Earth, I'm concerned that all we've burned is irrevocable. For the record though, I'm part of the wrecking ball, just not yet ready to let you go. So I'll drink your water and breathe your air while I can afford it. I'll swim in oceans, visit mountaintops and redwood forests to eat our forage and let others live for more than my nourishment. What we do to you, we do to each other. What we do to you, we do to ourselves. Save the planet, save the humans. Save the planet, save ourselves. Yeah.
Let me take you in before we take you out. Before we use you up, before we burn you down. A chance to make amends, we'll never do enough of all you do for us.
All right, this is KUTX 989, the Austin Music Experience, and y'all are rocking with The Breaks. And we are here in Studio 1A with Sidewalk Chalk, and they just killed another great performance. So it was a pleasure having you all here in studio. I'm glad you all could stop by and do this for us. So that's it. This has been Studio 1A with Sidewalk Chalk, The Breaks, on KUTX 989.
Stuck in a house, not a home, free to roam on a rail, but I still seen a fair track. Stuck in a house, not a home, free to roam on a rail, but I still seen a fair track. Stuck in a house, not a home, free to roam on a rail, but I still seen a fair track. Stuck in a house, not a home, free to roam on a rail, but I still seen a fair track. Fishy, I was real back. Now I'm in a squishing with the riffraff. Pretty tricky how did this happen, huh? Things are going swimmingly, splish splash. Till I saw something shimmering, big bad. But if I got really gonna swim to where I live at. But we're perennial, wilting annually. Probably should have skimmed that manual. We skip class, test the limits of my seawalls. 30,000 feet tall, and it's still clear. Pinch myself, yeah, I feel that. Need a chamber built for Chamberlain. On my way to greatness, but the aching in my knees stopping real bad. It's cause I'm still stagnant. Like, fam, nigga, fam, that they been mad at. Since Nas dropped Illmatic, been a type of thoughts that can wreak havoc. Spirit won't take off, let you quit baggage. Locked in this trauma, can't get past it. I'm in this box like, who wanna take out? Really only want escape route. First I gotta buckle way down. Burst out of my muzzle, even know another muggle may down. If I fall face down, and I don't walk by sight, it be all faith. Now when I march straight out, and we'll get it still back. When my paws they sprout, little flowers break out. I'ma get so big, make the city cry. Big applause, they shout, flipping off they couch. All the kids wanna film that, vids on the internet. But no, I ain't did it yet, I still trapped. Yeah, still trapped. Thank you.
house, not a home, free to roam on the rib, but I still seen a fear trap. 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 Still seen a fear trap.